Evan.
I love doing this pod with you, but it's more than that.
That was literally way too long of a pause.
Tell Tayshia that, because that's the pause that she gave last
night.
That
was kind of brutal. Poor.
And actually, it's not more than that. I just enjoy doing this pod with you, and that is the end all be all of our relationship. There's nothing more to it than this.
We're not even friends.
This is completely a business agreement.
We're not even friends at all.
We're not friends, but we are co-hosts of Batch Please. I'm Evan Delaney.
I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we are here to talk about the finale,
two
episodes of The Bachelorette season 16.
Yeah, it was a 4-hour week, as was last week.
Quite
a lot of content. I feel like we tried to get through this as quickly as possible so that Matt's season could start on time, so we can try to have 2021 be a normal season year.
Yes. What do you say we get started with night one of the two-night finale? So this was the Fantasy Suites episode.
I feel like I watched this a long time ago.
Look, man, everything...
I don't understand time.
Everything... Honestly, we started this episode about 6 years ago.
Like, I don't understand time. And Evan and I were just saying how December literally went from December 1st to December 23rd. Yeah, we're almost at Christmas in, like, a week. I don't understand how this happened. This is why you should start celebrating Christmas November, so that you have plenty of time to get it all in.
Disagree with... Well, you're talking, like, early November. I'm talking, like... after Thanksgiving, November. But
talking like November
that's
1st.
For a different podcast.
So many.
That's Christmas, please. okay. So we start with the Fantasy Suites from night one. And the first person to go up was Ivan. We love Ivan.
We love Ivan, but I feel like even though Ivan got a Fantasy Suite date and everything, I feel like Tayshia and Ivan's relationship is very much good friends.
Yes.
I don't feel...
He's the safe pick. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, and there's just, like, you don't see a spark, really, or feel the spark between them that you do with her with the others, so...
Specifically Zach.
Yeah, of course, specifically Zach, but... And I like Ivan. I think Ivan's fantastic. He's a great guy. I think he's an absolute catch, but...
He was my pick at the beginning of the season.
And a good pick, and he's a great guy, but I just think that there wasn't a relationship romantic spark there. I think they're good friends.
Right. I always kind of pegged him as the safe pick for her. So let's start the beginning of the date. So they first do the world's longest, coldest kiss.
So stupid.
A lot of modifiers there for that world record. First of all, when was this record set? It's 5 minutes and 16 seconds.
And why was it set? Why is it a record? Why is it even a thing?
And I'm also wondering, and I should have done the research on this, is how many other Guinness World Records were set this year? I feel like it was a slow year for Guinness World Records. I don't even know if this is Guinness.
They didn't specify.
This could have been some other stout beer.
God.
And I don't know. I have no idea. So they brought in an ice kissing wow. expert.
Oh
Jesus
my
Christ.
God, you cannot say that.
Look, I'm a few beers deep. so like I wonder what his expertise is. I wonder like, you know, how many ice kisses has he done? How long has his ice kisses been? A lot of questions I have.
Wait, Polly, the bachelor?
Big Polly.
Isn't he the guy who usually comes in to take out the suitcases?
I feel like that's a different guy. That's like Suitcase Dan or something.
You definitely just made that up.
But I could be right.
But who knows, honestly. But also a couple things I would like to talk about with the
Talk about him.
Two concerns. A cruel thing to do on Fantasy Suite Day.
It just completely ruins the rest of your performance. So let me put it this way. You're about to go to the Olympics, but first you're going to run a marathon. You're going to be a little bit sore.
Dude, the shrinkage. I mean, come on.
Look,
that's not even fair.
We've all seen the Seinfeld episode. We know what we're talking about when we say shrinkage.
Just feel like it was not fair. And I feel like it was all over Ivan's face when he walked in and saw that date that was like, you have got to be kidding me.
It's literally just an impediment for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, it's super tough. But then I was thinking for myself, if I was supposed to be doing that date, I have Raynaud's syndrome. And
oh, that's right. You I literally would have a died. Grape, like a plum.
I couldn't have done that date. Like, I would have had to be like, look, I literally can't do this because.
Explain for the listeners what Raynaud's syndrome is.
Yeah, so.
I need some awareness on that.
Yeah, so, yeah, Raynaud's awareness.
We'll do a 5K for
so,
it.
So, Raynaud's is that, for me, it's specifically in my fingers. Some people can get it in their toes and fingers or just toes.
Like Colby Calais.
Are you going to let me. Are you going to let me.
Sorry, I'm on one.
Fun
right
fact,
now.
I met Colby Calais in college.
What?
That can be a separate thing. But she did a concert at OU and I met her after. And
I need to write this down because I need to know about this.
Okay, yeah.
You withheld from me that you met 2 Chainz. Now you're withholding from me that you met.
I have got
Colby
some fun
Calais.
Celebrity stories. So pencil anyways. That in for later and we'll. I'll tell you a story. Anyway, so. Raynaud's disease or Raynaud's syndrome is that the blood vessels in my fingers constrict as a response to cold. And it doesn't even have to be really cold. It could be like 50 degrees. And if it's like the right amount of cold, which unfortunately I just never really know what that is going to be.
Yeah.
My fingers turn so white that they look very like corpsey and they go completely numb because there's no blood flowing. And then when I do get feeling bad, and they feel cold to the touch for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And then when I do start to get feeling back, it feels like little needles are stabbing my fingers repeatedly until they start to get heat back. Yeah. And sometimes it can take hours for it to return. So I can only imagine what horror it would be for me to have to sit in an ice bath for literally even 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's dangerous for you.
Terrible.
I've done an ice bath maybe once. Not a fan. Would not be a fan of trying to kiss during it.
Mm-mm,
however,
no way.
They broke the record, 6:35.
They went like a minute over.
This is not the first kissing record that we've seen on this show either. Jason Mesnick's season, they did, I just think, the regular world's longest kiss. I don't really know about.
With Leslie.
Yeah, sure.
No, that was on Sean Lowe's season. Did Jason Mesnick have a kiss one
Mesnick
too?
Mesnick had a kiss one too. I like.
So
I remember
many,
that.
So many kisses. So many kisses.
It just, it seems arbitrary. It seems a little weird. I think it's interesting. Like, the funny thing is that we're assuming at this point that we don't know who she ends up with. Ultimately, it's Zach. Spoiler alert. But, like, she will forever have this record with somebody else that's not the person that she
but
ended
like,
up
how
with.
How often are you really going to care about that? Like, they set
would,
stupid records
honestly,
all the time.
The first thing I would do if I was married to Tayshia was be like, let's get in that cold tub.
And break that record.
For 6:36, baby.
That's fair.
Because I want all the love records with my wife.
That's fair. Very fair.
But so they continue their evening. We find out that, you know, the L word, love, is a big deal for Ivan. He doesn't just hand it out willy-nilly. He's only really been in, like, one true relationship his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really get a lot of their, like, close conversations, which is part of the fantasy suite. Like, yes, there's probably some boning going on. Maybe not between these
apparently
two.
Apparently, they stayed up all night talking. I don't think that they
did
anything.
I don't think they did either. I think they had the conversations, and what's going to show up later is
some of the conversations led to why
which
they
I would have loved to have known what they said.
Oh, I know. Oh, God.
Because we
I
had
know.
So many important conversations this year, and we missed out on one that kind of mattered.
I know. Exactly. One that really mattered. Also, this leads me to something interesting. So when he was saying, Ivan was saying, like, love's a big word for me, whatever. And he said, I am falling in love with you.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm falling for you too. In my mind, I'm falling for you and I'm falling in love with you are two very different things. Do you think they're different?
See, that's the thing. Semantics in the Bachelor world are so important.
But do you think those two things mean the same thing or no?
Like I think when you add the love word in there, I think it adds a little bit of gravity to it.
Well, yeah, because the thing is, like, if you're telling someone, like, oh, I'm falling for you, I don't necessarily think it means you're falling in love with them. It could just mean that you're falling for them, that you like them.
I think it's an earlier step to
falling in love. I think carries more weight. And so when he said, I'm falling in love with you, and her response was, I'm falling for you too, I was like, oh, it's over. Ivan's out. We're done.
Yeah. He just seemed a little bit further behind than Zach for sure. And
even Brendan, honestly.
Probably Brendan. Like I've been saying, though, he's been the safe pick. And, like, just out of, like, pride, I wanted him to win because I picked him. But, we'll talk about it later. But she made the right choice for her.
Well, at this time, she hasn't made any choices yet.
But whoever ends up with Ivan.
Oh, what a lucky gal. He's going to treat someone like a freaking queen.
What a lovely
He's great. Young man. Great freaking catch. I bet his DMs are lighting up right now.
I've sent him some. I'm interested.
I bet you his DMs are just absolutely wild right now.
I saw an interesting stat not too long ago before we started recording this. But his, so of like the final four, I guess I'll say final three people, him, Brendan, Zach, or sorry, him, Ben, Zach, and Tayshia, he has only increased in Instagram followers 30K. Everyone else has increased a little bit more than that. Ben was like 60, Tayshia was like 175, and Zach was like 240.
A, you spent too much time looking into that, and B,
his, no, I literally saw it on someone else's story.
Instagram was also disabled. Ivan's Instagram was disabled for the past few days.
That's right, yeah.
And I feel like leading up to the finale is probably when you get the most followers, so he was probably done a big disservice by Instagram disabling his account.
True. So it was kind of a rigged system.
Correct. So that's Ivan.
Yeah.
Let's move into Zach.
Next, we're going to explore.
God, if explore? He could not have said
explore.
Was he saying explore?
Oh, we're going to explore.
As a word for sex, or was he?
Absolutely. Okay, he's trying to figure out that body.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, in going to this week, I already felt like, okay, Zach's got the strongest chance here. But during their date, I was like, this should just end now. Like,
it kind of did in a way.
Like, Zach has got this in the freaking bag. Like,
their date was way more, like, led on to success than the other ones did. Like, on Ivan's date, you had a long, awkward kiss and shrinkage.
And then they spent the night in a tiny, tiny little, like.
Here you get, like, a nice, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan's date was just stacked against him the whole time. We'll get to that in a
second.
Oh,
yeah, but, like, that was totally stacked against
him. But this was like...
They definitely, like, gave Zach the best opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, the one hurdle she had to overcome was confronting him about the fact whether or not he wanted kids. He, in his relationship with Tayshia, kind of changed his mind that, yes, he does want children in his future.
Well, what's interesting about that, too, is that Zach's ex-wife has now come out and, like, talking about
him.
Oh,
really? I had no idea about this.
Yeah, as of today, which bothers me just because, like, now that he is happy and found love, you're, like, coming out of the woodwork to be, like, she wasn't, like, revealing anything crazy. She was just kind of saying that, like, she hopes he's serious because it's weird to go from, like, a lot of things went wrong in their marriage and he didn't want kids, and now this woman who he's known for a month, he's, like, oh, I'm so in love with you. Never felt this way in my whole life. We're getting married and having kids, and she feels really weird about it.
Yeah, but he's even, like, acknowledged how he's changed.
He was literally addicted to drugs while he was married to her. Like,
right.
That is a very different situation to be going through during a relationship than what he is going through now. And also, his ex-wife is married and is literally 9 months pregnant now.
Get out of here, ex-wife.
Stay out of here. Like, chill out.
We don't want you in this nation.
Exactly. So, Zach's date, they did, like, a body painting thing where they basically covered themselves in paint and was, like, rolling around on this thing, which is kind of funny. And then they showed a little clip later that they were also doing, like, portraits, which I thought was hilarious, where he was...
He was awful.
He was so bad, and then she was, like, talking about her favorite colors, and he was, like, ignoring her because he was so nervous about this painting, and I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, I tried to deny it, especially when I picked my final four and left him out of it.
Big mistake.
It was a sincere act of denial on my part. I was well aware that she was super into him. I wasn't crazy about him as an individual.
Now I'm like so team Zach, it's ridiculous.
I always thought he was a good guy, but I liked other people more.
Yes, I agree.
I'm also super team Zach.
That's the
right
thing.
Now.
I went from like, yeah, Zach's cool to like, charming. Oh my God, I love Zach. He's the best one. Like, this is so great.
I just wanted it to be other people, and I wanted to manifest that.
I agree.
But
this is the best.
The more I watch it, the more I'm just like, oh, it's definitely him, and no one else is even close.
So another thing that's interesting about Zach's date specifically is that he told Tayshia he's in love with her, and she said it back.
She said it back hard.
She said, like, I love you, too. It wasn't like, I'm falling in love with you. She was like, I love you. And then when it switched to her, like, confessional, she was like, I'm in love with Zach. Like, I mean, it was pretty much... sealed. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a done deal.
Okay, so we'll talk more about Zach in a sec.
But anyway, their fantasy suite, they had the really nice suite and it was great. And they showed the most of them too, like waking up the next morning and how much they were in, like, yeah, they clearly very much loved each other.
Let's talk real quick about Brendan's, one of the most brutal.
Oh, I was so pissed that the producers, like,
they did him dirty.
Brendan has been married in the past and he's been very open about how, like, that was, and he was scared to get married again. And he's said that because he doesn't want to, when he does it again, that's it. He doesn't want to have to deal with going through this another time, another divorce, whatever. So of all the dates and all the things, what does he do? He meets Neil Lane to pick out potential wedding jewelry.
God.
Which is so horrible that they did that to him. I felt awful.
He was so overwhelmed. He was so uncomfortable.
Which I guess in a way, I think that was the point, was like that was going to tell him it for sure, like, are you ready for this or not? And obviously it led him to realize like he isn't. So like I get that that was it, but I think that that was a cruel way to do it.
It totally led to the correct outcome, or like the proper result of like what should happen, because I don't think he was going to win anyways.
But even so.
But they did him dirty.
Absolutely. So they went to the dinner portion and Brendan, you know, self-eliminated. And he said, like, look, I think you're great. And I am really happy to be here. But like, I'm not ready for it yet. Like, I'm not totally healed yet from my divorce. And you need someone that can give you all of them. And I can't yet, which I respect the hell out of him for that. I wish that I would have heard more from Tayshia, like being happy that he was being honest. Like, I know she was really upset, but I feel like
she just kind of shoo-shooed him.
She wasn't as supportive of that as she could have been. And then he left and she was devastated and kept saying, like, I thought it was going to be him. I thought it was going to be him. So I guess her reaction in the moment was probably shock. But I wanted a little bit more from her, at least from what we could have seen on TV, to be like, I'm sad, but I appreciate your honesty. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to go through this. And then later you decided you didn't want it. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bummer to see him go. Ultimately, I think it was the right thing. But man, we mentioned Ivan. What a catch. Brendan, what a catch.
Oh God, what a catch.
I mean,
I love him.
I think he just, you can see it in his eyes. He's a sweet soul.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
He, like, I'm trying to find the right words. He's just very, I would say, down to earth.
He's very chill.
Very chill. I almost wanted to say the word simple, but I didn't want to, like, think of. Like,
no.
He's not simple-minded, but he's just...
And I like that he always wears turtlenecks.
He's easygoing. Yeah, he's turtleneck.
I love his style a lot, too.
Yeah. Reminds me a little bit of Tyler Hero, if he were a little bit older, which you're not going to get, but whatever.
Know who that is.
But yeah, I agree. I just think he's a good dude, and he got just a terrible, terrible, brutal date situation.
Yeah, so Brendan sends himself home, which means we're down to Ivan, and we're down to Zach. So then... But then
Ben comes back
and he never left because he's still on the resort.
Hopefully explaining the Chef Antonia relationship, but it never comes up.
So Ben comes back because he just can't leave without telling Tayshia that he's in love with her. And he's like, look, I'm not expecting anything from you. He shows up at her door. She lets him in begrudgingly. She like did not want him to come in, even though she had said Rachel Lindsay actually showed up. That whole part was kind of insignificant to me.
Yeah. No.
But she told Rachel like, yeah, the only person I kind of regret was, you know, Ben.
Honestly, Rachel wasted 2 weeks quarantining for that appearance.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, Ben comes back and he's like, hey, I'm not asking for anything specific. I just like can't leave without telling you I'm in love with you. And she's like, I just need time. You can come to the rose ceremony. He's like, okay, great. So that's kind of how we begin, began the second
night. Kiss too.
And she's like, so that was what was wild is like, he's like giving, can I give
and
you a
she
hug?
Brought it in.
And she pulls him in and starts making out with him. And he's like, oh, this is so great. I'm in. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. But again, you know, Ben's a great guy. Great looking guy.
Yeah.
Can you blame Tayshia? No, you can't.
So I want to bring something up first.
Okay.
I think it was in the men's LOL where Chris Harrison basically said like, there are no rules to this.
Clearly.
Are we having rules being broken too much?
Yes. I think it's getting a little willy-nilly with the rules because there's a structure. And if they start, I mean, I understand there has to be some rule breaking for dramatic effect. But if we start letting all rules be broken, the show's going to be an absolute train wreck more than it already is.
It's a banana republic. Be a free for all. I'm not talking about.
Not the store.
I'm not talking about the store.
I love their clothes, though.
Great clothes. I'm wearing some of their socks right now. Very comfortable. But it's this total anarchy, and I think like there needs to be, I'm not a big like law and order guy in the real world, but in the Bachelor world,
there's structure here. Yeah, I agree. I hope there's less rule breaking in the future, but I think that they almost were allowing it because there's so little other interesting parts of the season with not traveling, not having real dates, that they're like, who cares?
Yeah.
But anyway, so we start night two with the rose ceremony. She tells Ben he can come, whatever. So Ben walks into the rose ceremony. The other guys are like, oh my God, what are you doing here? This is crazy. Yeah. And then Tayshia walks in, picks up a rose, puts the rose down, and asks Ivan to talk.
And at that point, I knew, the writing was kind of on the wall.
I agree, but what I really like about Tayshia is when it's down to three, like, you have strong connections, and doing another rose ceremony when there's that few people, I think, is not really fair. So I like that she brought him aside to have a private conversation. And the weird part here is, so she talked to Ivan and basically said, like, look, I like you, but my relationships are stronger with other people, and I also feel like there's a disconnect with us in religion, and they were super vague about that.
I wish we had insight.
What that means. Like, so religion's really important to her. Like, she's very into her faith.
Yeah, which I, like, never really picked up throughout the season.
Neither did I at all.
Did I just miss that?
No, I didn't either. But, like, their religious differences were a big deal. So what does that mean? Is he... and like not religious, anti-religious, or does he have a religion that she does not believe in? Like, I don't know.
I think he's just, again, this is me not knowing him personally, but I think he's just like, I think religion's not a big part of his life. And look, Ivan, we can talk about this. I've been burned by the same situation before. I was once, we'll say, turned down because I was not a religious person.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah, this happened.
Have I heard of this?
This is like 4 or 5 years ago.
I was going to say, I don't know the story. This is
This happened in college. But still, okay. Like, it's sort of like you lose in the technicality almost.
Mm.
So I would say for Ivan, at least he can keep his head up high that like,
but that's,
it wasn't anything that he did.
It's no, just and I think Tayshia like, was respectful about it. I mean, she said like, look, this is something that's important to me. We're not ever going to agree on it, but I would rather see her do that than to try to force him to believe in something he doesn't, or force herself to believe in something she doesn't. Like, yeah. If it's going to be that big of a problem, it's better to just kind of nip it now.
It's always weird to me how much religion is entrenched in this show, because you wouldn't think that it would
be. No, you would not think
but
that.
But it always shows up and is like a very important part to the leads or to the cast.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't get it.
It is interesting.
If you want to be religious, that's totally fine. That's your jam.
Yeah, that's...
But like... I don't see how a reality show where you're ultimately ending up in polyamorous relationships
fits into any religion ever.
It's not Old Testament. It's not New Testament. I can't find it anywhere.
Right. That's a good point. I don't know. I mean, I guess everyone's religion is their own thing, and maybe I don't know. Whatever. But either way, it's good that they obviously had important conversations, and it's good that they had them when they did, so that they could make this choice. And
I wish it happened earlier. Don't drag Ivan.
I agree. But I wish we would have known more about what actually happened. But either way, so then it's Ben and it's Zach. These are the final two. They both get roses. They're both going to meet her family. And they're both getting one last date. And that's it.
And there's hardly anything else to talk about at this point, because they meet the parents. I think the parents like Ben a little bit more. Solely for the fact that he went to West Point.
Oh, yeah. Him going to West Point was a big win for him. But the parents did like both of them, I think.
Yeah, they did.
They were into both of them. They liked them both. They were a little questioning on the Ben thing just because, like, they learned that he had gone home and came right back. So they're like, what's that about? And then with Zach, he had been married before. So, like, they both had a little bit to talk about there. But in all, the parents liked both of them.
Her parents were total stiffs, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was texting a friend about this last night. There's, like, no room to goof with these parents.
No.
And look, if... I want parents to goof.
It never would have worked between Evan and Tayshia, because Evan is way too much of a goof.
A, because I'm not religious. B, because not enough goofs with the parents.
No.
If there's one thing I want with my wife, it's I want to have bits with my in-laws.
Of course.
So anyone out there who's got funny parents, holla at your boy.
Hit Evan up, slide into the DMs. So there's not a lot to really cover here. They all were fine, whatever.
Yeah, no.
So that's kind of took us till right up to the end. So Tayshia's like,
she has a great date with Zach. They do the first dance practice. And she's like a little nervous because of what her dad told her. Like, the dad kind of came in and crushed the
mood
a little
bit. He
was like,
don't ruin your life by making the wrong choice. And then I kind of thought, like, wait, is she going to pick no one? Because that's kind of where I thought that was going.
Yeah.
But so she has a great date with Zach. And I mean, she leaves that date and I'm like, oh, they are, this is done. Like, she loves him. And she kept telling him, I love you, whatever. So she doesn't even go on a date with Ben. And she tells the camera, like, I know what my heart wants and it's not Ben.
Yeah.
So then Ben gets broken up with again.
Yeah.
And he's sad. Obviously, he's very, very upset. But I, again, applaud Tayshia for telling him the minute she knew, rather than letting it drag out, rather than breaking his heart when he thinks he's proposing. Like, I prefer, and I tell you this I've told you this all the seasons, I always think it's better when the lead tells the person ahead of letting them actually get to a proposal day.
Yeah.
I think that's cruel to do it then. So she sends Ben home. So that's it. So Zach's the only one left. Zach doesn't know he's the only one left. But Zach does exude this confidence that isn't cocky.
Yeah.
But it's, like, really great that he was so confident in their relationship.
Yeah.
And then we get into, which I am so excited to talk about.
Did you cry?
I really cried.
Okay, so I've only...
This proposal.
I've only seen weird seasons of The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
That's true.
And I haven't seen, like, a true season. I wouldn't even count this as a true season because a lot of weird stuff happened. But this felt like one of the best proposals of all time.
I'm going to say it. It was the best Bachelor Nation proposal I have ever seen. And I have seen dozens.
You've seen all of them.
Incredible.
I had chills.
I was
through my
sobbing.
I had goosebumps. Everything was just like, oh my gosh.
The thing is,
there's so much joy. There's so much love. There's so much happiness. Everything felt right.
It was like, okay, so Zach starts talking, right? First of all, Zach just like gets it. Zach, I think he just gets Tayshia.
Yeah.
He gets the romance that Tayshia wants.
They're so good together.
I think they're super compatible. And like, Zach just freaking gets it. And like, he's talking to Tayshia and she is like so just like engrossed when he's saying. And he is telling her, like, Tayshia, I literally got chills when he was like, I want to choose you right now. And I'm going to choose you tomorrow morning and next week and next year and for the rest of our lives. And I am like, just, oh my God, Zach. And Tayshia is sobbing. And then Tayshia's telling him, like, I'm super in love with you. Like, I want to be with you forever.
She throws in that pause that I...
The dramatic pause.
Kind of recapped
but,
at the beginning of, yeah. of this episode. But, like, at that point, I thought she was going to say, but I don't know if I'm ready to commit and all
she's
that.
So ready.
Oh, she's so ready.
And the thing is, like, I also feel that, like, because they've both been married before and have been through that, and they're not kids. I mean, she's 30, he's 36.
Yeah.
I think it almost means more. Because it's not like, because they know what it takes to, like, they know what works and what
They've
doesn't work.
It, yeah.
And they're in their 30s and they are like,
Clock's
I don't
sticking.
Know. To me, they feel really, really into this. And like, I mean, I'm sobbing. Like, it was the best proposal I've ever seen. It was so simple.
Yeah.
And it was just so like, it really felt real to me. It didn't feel like a TV show. Like, in that moment, I kind of forgot it was a TV show.
Yeah.
And I forgot that it was like they were competing this whole time. And I was just like, I'm watching two people who are super in love, just the way they look at each other.
Yeah.
And then Tayshia is just sobbing and he's like cheering. They get engaged and
They kiss and he's like,
oh, it was incredible. And she's like, oh my God, I love you so much. Can't believe it. And I don't know. It was incredible. And then to have that little taxi that said just engaged when they drove away.
It was the perfect, like, cherry on top. It actually
Perfection.
Got to the point during the episode, and maybe it was even during Monday's episode, where I was, like, gonna be mad if she didn't pick Zach. Where
there
she picked
became
anyone
no
else,
other choice.
Where if she, like, even picked Ivan, I'd be like, what the fuck? Zach was right there.
I know. And I don't know.
They vibe so well together.
They really do. And it also feels like they're goofy together.
Yeah.
Like, they're silly together, and they laugh a lot, but it also feels like they have actually talked about some serious stuff, and, like, with Zach's past with addiction and with his career, and, like, I think they've actually talked about some pretty in-depth stuff, and the fact that she talked with Ivan about religion makes me feel like that in the fantasy suite, she did spend time actually having really serious conversations.
I hope so.
And it's been, when did this wrap? July?
It's been...
August?
Yeah, sure, around that time.
So it's been like 4 months later. Happy to report that they are very much still together. We did not get an after the final rose, which was wild. That's never happened before.
I didn't care.
But I follow them both on Instagram.
Honestly, so. Instagram is now the
after yeah, the final since they I follow them on Instagram. They both were like posting after little stories, and they just seem so happy. And I know it's only been like 4 months, but I mean, they seem really happy. It sounds like, so I was reading, I saw an interview from this morning, a virtual interview they did that was saying that they're just spending time dating right now versus good. Planning good, a wedding. They're just dating, getting to know each other even more. And that Tayshia is going to be bi-coastal for a while. So they got a place together in New York and she's keeping her LA place. So she's going to bounce back and forth. But she said she wanted to move to New York before she met Zach. So yeah. It kind of is perfect.
I think the idea of like the engagement on The Bachelor
is really like we're going steady.
Yeah, it's not. It's basically a promise ring at that point.
Literally, like, that's literally even, what it is. Yeah,
it's not even like anything of significance. Yeah, I'm super happy for him. Like,
so happy. I can't wait to see like their relationship evolve and like watch it on social media. And like, I'm so rooting for them. It's ridiculous.
Look, this has been a terrible year for numerous reasons.
And the season was kind of dull and was weird with the Claire and Dale start. And then with them not being able to travel, I was like, man, the season's boring. But it was so worth it to see that proposal and to see how freaking happy Tayshia and Zach are. And I am so happy for them.
I think you disliked the season. I enjoyed. Once Tayshia came in, I was in. I think I was just so out
on the dates. Like, some of the dates were just so boring and they didn't do a good job with them. And so I was just kind of like, oh my God.
I think here's what saved it. I think one, Tayshia probably like pound for pound best bachelorette out there. I think she's total package. She is absolutely stunning.
Obviously.
She's a wonderful human being.
She's also very, very intelligent.
Yeah, and I think she like
and she knows herself.
She navigates the situations well for the most part. She lets people back in, but you know that's a little bit of drama. But I think like she's good at telling people when it's over, in the best way possible.
And in the moment, she's not one who's like dragging anything along, which I really, really did like about her. Super happy with the ending. I can't wait to see their relationship, and I hope that it goes really well. And I hope that they. Yeah. Are successful.
So we're super happy for them.
And Claire was posting stuff about how happy she is for them and congratulating them too, which is nice. I've forgotten
about Claire, whatever. Okay, so episode ends with a little bit of a sneak peek of Matt James' season. We'll obviously be here to recap that.
They film it at an interesting location. I don't know where it is.
So I saw a bus, or not a bus, an ambulance that said Fayette County. I don't know which Fayette County. I know there's one in Kentucky. I doubt they did it in Kentucky.
No.
That's where Lexington is.
I feel like I remember hearing it was like Virginia or something.
Okay. I know he's from like Carolina's area, so maybe it's up there. I have no idea. We're going to find out, I'm sure.
I think Matt James' season is going to be really weird because we don't know Matt. Like, we go into the seasons knowing a little bit about the lead, and I think it's going to be very weird that nobody knows Matt. It's kind of nice, kind of, you know, fresh, whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm like, there better be some Tyler C. appearances, and that is all I know. There might even be a Hannah Brown appearance, because her and Matt are good buddies now through Tyler C.
There will probably be a Tyler C. appearance, but I would caution that don't bring Tyler C. in, because he's going to steal some honeys.
Oh, God, if he comes in there.
He's going to steal some hearts.
Yeah, Tyler C.
It looks like there's some drama, as
of course
there is always on every Bachelor or Bachelorette season. I'm excited.
I'm intrigued.
I think the new blood will be good.
But as we talked with Blake a couple weeks ago on our interview with Blake, was the concern with Matt is that he has not gone through this process before. So usually the lead is like, I know this works. I've fell in love on my season, and they know what it's like to do all this in front of cameras. They know what it's like to do all this with a bunch of other people around you, and he doesn't. So it's going to be a very unique experience.
But it's going to be better TV.
It's going to be good. I'm excited. I'm
already super out on Victoria.
I don't even know.
She's the one, like the Queen Victoria, whatever. Oh, I'm God. So out on her.
Well, good news is we only have like a week until it comes back. So a week from Monday.
Yeah.
It's coming up real quick.
I look through the cast and I forget her name, but there was one that I picked that I was like, oh, it's going to be her. And we'll recap this when we start Matt's season. So typically we end the show with two roses. You know, with only basically one person left, and we're counting Zach. as that one person. We're gonna skip that today. I actually have a little bit of a nice poem to read.
God. Oh my god! And for the record, I have not heard this, and I did not know Evan was doing this. So.
I actually think you'll like it. So obviously,
oh my god,
it's the holiday season.
Oh my god!
So I'm gonna go ahead and steal the microphone.
Okay.
And just go ahead and read it.
You do best. So go right ahead.
Yes, I do. 'Twas the rose before Christmas, when all through Palm Springs, our girl Tayshia was waiting to wear Neil Lane's rings. The journey was long in the resort's hot air, with hopes that Chris Harrison soon would declare. The drama would unfold like we'd never seen, as double the bachelorettes graced our flat screens. Claire Crowley in her dress and Dale by her side, left all wondering, why oh why had they even tried? When out from the pool arose our new leader, men sprang from their couch, so excited to meet her. Away went their feelings, they drew a new plan, to prove they were worthy as a grown-ass man. The dates were all filled with the best intentions, but then Noah had to call Bennett pretentious. When what to my wondering ears did we just hear, but conversations about race and love from Ivan so dear. And our favorite young doctor, so kindly as Joe, we knew in a moment that he'd have to go. Cocktail hours ended and rose ceremonies came, as she waited and pondered, then called them by name. Now Jason, now Riley, now DeMar and Zach C. On Benny, on Kenny, on Spencer and EZ. To the top of her soul, to the top of her heart, what was the deal with Blake's erotic art? But now our Tayshia has found the love of her life, dancing with Zach as his soon-to-be wife. The season was different than previous shows, like why didn't we get an after the final rose? But we can all be happy that things turned out right. So Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night.
Wow. A plus. Okay. That was incredible. I hate to give you props ever for anything, but I have to say, I loved it.
I was clearly hard at work today.
I absolutely loved it, and you did a fantastic job. How long did it take you to do that?
I would say like 40 minutes.
Well, swell. Swell job.
40 minutes. I'm going to tweet it. I'm going to tweet it at Chris Harrison.
I was just going to say, I think you should.
I think it's good tent.
Evan's going to tweet from the Batch Please handle at all these people. I will tweet and hope they retweet it.
Mine, but I'm also going to put a link to it. But I got to do it for my personal
account. Do it for the pod.
I'll do it for both.
Either way, fantastic work. Everyone, that was, wow. What an amazing way to end the season with that poem, Evan. You're a real poet.
Thank you.
Beforehand, Evan said, I have a surprise at the end, and that usually frightens me.
Well, the last time I told you we had a surprise, we had country music star.
Oh, my God, song.
Jeffries.
This was 1,000 times better than that.
But that was also really good. That was also good.
This was good.
So, obviously, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday, and we will be back in like a week and a half to talk about the premiere of Matt James' season.
In the meantime, you can find us on our social media accounts.
On Twitter and Instagram, at BatchPleasePod, and you can send us an email, BatchPleasePod@gmail.com. So stay tuned for Evan's tweets about his poem, and we will see you guys in a couple weeks.